Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 27, question 72. Is then the outward washing with water itself the washing away of sins? No, for only the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit cleanse us from all sin. Question 73. Why then does the Holy Ghost call baptism the washing of regeneration and the washing away of sins? God speaks thus not without great cause, namely, not only to teach us thereby that like as the filthiness of the body is taken away by water, so our sins are taken away by the blood and spirit of Christ, but much more that by this divine pledge and token he may assure us that we are as really washed from our sins spiritually as our bodies are washed with water. Question 74. Are infants also to be baptized? Yes, for since they belong to the covenant and people of God as well as their parents, and since redemption from sin through the blood of Christ and the Holy Ghost who works faith are promised to them no less than to their parents, they are also by baptism as the sign of the covenant to be engrafted into the Christian church and distinguished from the children of unbelievers, as was done in the Old Testament by circumcision, in place of which, in the New Testament, baptism is instituted. As we look at the teaching of the Bible as it's summarized in the Catechism, in terms of baptism, it's very clear that they take quite seriously the symbolism of applying water. That is a sort of a bath. But the symbolic, the ritual bath, the sacramental bath of baptism would be better language, is not all by itself what takes away our sin. It's not the element of water that washes us. Water is a suitable sign because water is what we use for washing. But in terms of our sins being washed away, in terms of the purification of our nature, it is the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit who cleanse us from all sin. Now, references to the blood of Christ are found, for instance, in 1 John chapter 1 or Revelation chapter 7, but the idea that it's Christ and the Holy Spirit who wash us are really brought together very well, although without specific mention of blood, in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11, where we read, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Although the particular reference to blood, as I said, is not present there, you can see the idea. How are you washed from your sins? In the name of the Lord Jesus, by the Spirit of our God. And then other verses will come in to clarify more particularly that it was through the sacrifice of Christ, through the shedding of his blood, that we are washed from our sins. And so in this way, you could see that the Catechism is summarizing. It's not just basing itself on one scripture and finding exact parallels for everything it says. Rather, it's looking at the whole of Scripture, and by putting it together, it's able to give us a coherent, a clear, and at least in question 72, a concise summary of what the Bible teaches.